Decisions at the margins can get a little complicated, so stick with me here. If you think of margins as the edge, decisions at the edge, that you're making decisions in the gray area, most of the decisions you make are never 100% either or, even when you are talking about opportunity costs and trade-offs. I mean, nothing, seldom is something so 100% that you just choose it. You usually have a little bit of doubt. You're usually thinking on the edges. It's usually gray. Let's go back to the example on trade-offs with the shoes in the mall. You're at the mall. You got $100. You walk in and you're looking at these shoes. You go into the shoe store. Your brain is already, when you're walking into that shoe store, tossed. Oh, I don't know, all but maybe 5 pairs of shoes. They've all been ostracized to the outside. They're all trade-offs. You still are going to have to weigh opportunity costs and come down to from 5 to 4 to 2 to 1 and choose the shoes you want. Now, there's going to be a bunch of things going on in that decision. It might be the style. It might be the color. It might be the cost so that you have money to do other things. The reasons aren't important. But what's important is that you're making these decisions on the edges. So this pair of shoes that you are looking at is not 100% the pair of shoes that you have to have. Maybe you take your second choice, that you're thinking, okay, I can live with the second best pair of shoes if I can then take the leftover money and go use it down at the food court. I don't know, or go over and buy 18 Bob Marley t-shirts. But whatever you end up doing with that, you are making these decisions on the edges. So you're saying, okay, this pair of shoes, I'm 75% for this pair of shoes. I'm 60% for this pair of shoes. I'm maybe 42% for this pair of shoes, but I'm not 100% for any of the shoes. There's always a part of me that is thinking on the edges. And we do this all the time. We think on the edges. We balance one choice against another choice, and I don't know. We normally aren't 100% for choice A and 0 for choice B. We can live with A. We can live with it. It might not be the best thing in the world, but we can live with it. Maybe it's maybe it fulfills our needs, 75% of our needs. But we still make that choice. We still have trade-offs and opportunity costs, but a lot of the decision-making is going on at the edges and in the margins.